It's Health Matters time once more. Dr. Michelle Wright here with your weekly look at all things medical. I haven't mentioned COVID for a while, so I thought it was about time. Unfortunately, the pandemic is far from over, and I can certainly attest to that, having had COVID myself recently, thankfully with no major effects. My symptoms were like a bad head cold, lots of nose blowing, headaches, fatigue, and certainly some brain fog, loss of focus and concentration. I was unwell for around 4 days. And this goes along with the results of a recent study out of King's College London. Scientists looked at 62,000 vaccinated people during the Omicron outbreak. And they found that for those who had received 3 vaccine doses, symptoms lasted for an average of 4.4 days. For those who had received just 2 vaccine doses, symptoms were experienced for longer, lasting 8.3 days on average. Compare this to infection with the Delta variant. Those with 2 vaccine doses had symptoms for an average of 9.6 days, and those with 3 doses, an average of 7.7 days. So again, evidence that booster doses are important, nearly halving the duration of symptoms for infections with the Omicron variant. The same study also found that hospitalisation rates were lower with Omicron when compared to Delta infections. Fewer than 1 in 50 people were admitted to hospital after infection with the Omicron variant, compared to 1 in 38 with Delta. And of course, this is one of the reasons governments are highlighting is allowing them to open up society once more. And then a second recent study, this time by the University Hospital in Geneva, published in the Journal of Internal Medicine. It answers the question experts have been asking since the appearance of post-COVID syndrome, also called long COVID. Is it due to the viral infection itself or to indirect effects of the pandemic and its related sanitary measures? Well, this study confirmed that the symptoms are indeed largely due to the SARS-CoV-2 infection itself and to a lesser extent the pandemic context. It shows that the persistent symptoms can impact functional ability, including activities of daily living and working capacity. It's the first large-scale long COVID study that compares an infected population with a PCR-negative population over a 1-year period and highlights the importance of the appropriate management for a person who's affected by long COVID. Just a reminder that long COVID is characterised by symptoms of COVID-19 infection that persist for at least 3 months after initial infection. The main symptoms reported include fatigue, breathing difficulties, headaches, insomnia, and difficulty concentrating. And long COVID seems to affect anyone, men, women, people under the age of 60, and regardless of their previous medical history. In fact, there's been a lot of work around long COVID at the University Hospital in Geneva. In November 2021, the Raphael platform was set up to help people determine whether or not they have long COVID symptoms, and if so, to refer them to the appropriate care network. Raphael, R-A-F-A-E-L, is intended for all age groups, and regular webinars are also organised via the platform, available to members of the public, allowing participants to discuss with specialists around the topic of long COVID. You can find more information at post-covid.hug.ch, and we'll make that link available on the WRS website. That's it for this week. Catch this podcast and others in the series at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.